Okay, so picture this. You're walking through one of those lovely Toronto neighborhoods, mature trees, houses that seem like they never come up for sale. And you just think, wow, imagine living here. Maybe you need more space, or you're dreaming about building something
Or
custom.
just getting into that specific community feel.
Exactly. So today, we're not just daydreaming. We're actually doing a deep dive into a real live listing, going beyond the surface to see what interesting details we can pull out.
Right. We're looking past the usual quick scroll online. We picked 1-3 Oriana Drive. That's in Toronto, West Alderwood.
And our source for this?
It's the current listing from Tara Neal McNally over at Roy LePage Port Real Estate.
Okay.
And the mission really is to dig out those insights. You know, the things you might miss just skimming, but could be really important if you're thinking about moving or maybe
Or
invest.
even if you're just curious about how the Toronto market works.
Right, exactly. Get a better feel for the dynamics.
Okay, let's get into it then. The headline number, just under $2.4 million, $2,399,000.
Yep, that definitely sets the stage, puts it in a certain bracket for Toronto.
But what's interesting is how the listing immediately seems to broaden the appeal. It mentions builders,
They're
investors,
aiming to build their dream custom home, yeah.
and even just folks looking to move right in. It calls it a rare opportunity, premium lot.
In a mature and rapidly developing neighborhood, that combination is interesting.
Why is that specific mix, mature and rapidly developing, why is that so appealing, potentially?
Well, it kind of signals a few things. That price for a detached home often means, you know, a lot of the value is in the land itself.
Right, development potential.
Definitely. Which is why builders and investors perk up. And rapidly developing, that suggests change is happening. Maybe new infrastructure, maybe zoning shifts down the line.
Stuff that savvy buyers, whether investors or homeowners, are watching.
Exactly. It's not just fluff. It points to potential future value.
Okay, so that brings us right to the land itself. It's 95 feet by 135 feet.
Which is pretty generous for Toronto standards.
Yeah, decent size. But then the listing adds this key bit, potential if the city approves, to sever it into three separate properties.
Oh, see, that's the kicker for certain buyers.
Changes the whole calculation, doesn't
Oh,
it?
absolutely. That's where the investor and builder interest really sparks that size with that potential. Huge flexibility.
Right.
Creating three lots could seriously multiply the return, but, and this is a big but.
The appropriate city approvals part.
Precisely. That's not a given. You'd need to do some serious homework on zoning, lot frontage rules in Alderwood, servicing costs, all that stuff.
Okay, so that's the development angle. But what if you're thinking, I don't want to tear it down?
Well, the listing says the existing bungalow is in excellent condition.
And this caught my eye. It has two kitchens.
Which immediately makes you think, right?
Yeah. Rental income, maybe, help with the mortgage, or multi-generational living.
Both are very real possibilities. That second kitchen isn't just a quirk. In Toronto's rental market, that could mean serious income potential.
Makes the whole thing maybe more financially feasible for some buyers.
For sure. And being in excellent condition means you could, you know, move in, live there quite comfortably while you figure out the long-term plan, if any, gives you options.
Okay, so the house itself has flexibility, but location, always key.
Always.
And they really emphasize the neighborhood here. Says it's a minute walk to the Alderwood Community Center.
And lists all the goodies: pool, library, playground, outdoor arena.
That paints a picture, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Very family friendly, lots to do right there.
Yeah, those kinds of local amenities really drive desirability, especially for families. A good community center can be like the hub, you
It
know?
creates that sense of community
Yeah.
and convenient recreation.
Exactly. Mentioning the specifics, like the pool, helps you visualize the lifestyle.
Well, and sticking with families, they call out excellent schools, specifically Sir Adam Beck Public.
Which has French immersion and English streams.
And St. Ambrose Catholic School. Naming them like that is helpful for parents.
It is. Although, you know, the term excellent is subjective.
True, you'd want to dig deeper.
Definitely. You'd check EQAO scores, talk to people, maybe visit. But the fact they're mentioned and the French immersion program specifically suggests they have a certain reputation adds to the appeal.
Okay, shifting focus a bit. What about commuters? People needing to get around the GTA?
Looks good on that front, too, based on the listing. Easy access to the 427, the QEW, the Gardiner.
The major highways.
Yeah. Plus, it mentions nearby GO train and TTC connections.
So options for drivers and transit users, that's pretty crucial in Toronto.
It really is. That combination broadens the appeal significantly. convenience, connectivity, highly valued.
And then just sort of general lifestyle stuff.
Yeah.
They mentioned Lake Ontario being nearby, Etobicoke Valley Park.
Even a Farm Boy grocery store.
Right. So access to nature, green space, but also, you know, decent local shopping.
It suggests a good balance. Urban convenience, but with ways to get outdoors easily. And yeah, having a store like Farm Boy nearby often signals a certain kind of neighborhood amenity level. It's about the whole community fabric, not just the house.
All right, let's drill down into the nuts and bolts of the property itself, the numbers.
Okay.
It's listed as 3 plus 1 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. That plus one usually means a bedroom in the basement.
Which fits with the 2 kitchen setup, the potential for a separate space down there.
Yeah, pretty standard layout for a bungalow with a finished basement in these areas. 2 bathrooms is practical, especially if you do have separate living areas.
And parking. 5 spaces, including a detached garage.
That's actually quite a lot for Toronto. Parking can be tough.
Definitely a plus.
Yeah.
Especially for families or people who have visitors often. And the garage is extra storage or workshop space too.
Good point.
Then approximate size, 1,100 to 1,500 square feet, gives you a ballpark and key features. Freehold ownership on the land.
Which most buyers prefer, gives you more control than leasehold.
And carpet-free floors, often seen as a positive for cleaning, allergies.
Yeah, small details, but they can matter to buyers. Easier maintenance.
Utilities seem standard. Sanitary sewer connection, natural gas heating.
Forced air, yeah. And central air conditioning.
Pretty much expected for a house like this in the city.
Right. Covers the basics for comfort, efficient systems generally.
Okay, what about the building itself? It's a bungalow, brick exterior.
Solid, traditional look. Brick is common and usually holds up well.
Block foundation. And flooring is listed as laminate and vinyl.
Practical choices. Durable, relatively easy to care for, cost effective. Contributes to that excellent condition description, likely.
The listing even breaks down the rooms, approximate sizes.
Yeah.
Main floor has living, kitchen, dining, 3 bedrooms.
Yep.
Basement has a family room, that 4th bedroom, the 2nd kitchen we talked about, and laundry.
See, that layout really spells out the potential. 2nd kitchen, laundry down there. It strongly suggests that separate unit possibility or just great extra space for the main household.
Yeah, gives a much clearer picture than just finished basement.
Definitely. That extra family room is valuable living space, too.
Right. Moving beyond the actual bricks and mortar, or brick and block in this case. The listing gives the salesperson's info. Tara Neal McNally, phone number, email available.
Standard stuff makes it easy for people to follow up.
She's with Royal LePage Port Real Estate. They list the brokerage address, too, out on Lakeshore West in Etobicoke.
And note, they're independently owned and operated.
Yeah.
Just standard transparency.
Yeah. And then right at the bottom, the usual website links, Royal LePage site, privacy policy, disclaimer, terms.
The legal boilerplate you expect online.
And a copyright notice for Gem Tools, Inc. Like, yeah. Looks like they provide the website tech for the agents.
Yep. Just identifying the platform provider.
But there was one other little thing down there, the section on cookies.
Oh, yeah. What did it say?
It actually broke down the types they use. Necessary, performance, enhanced features, marketing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Some detail.
Yeah, explains what each does and emphasizes, you know, user privacy, letting you manage the settings.
That's interesting. Even something routine like that cookie notice tells you a bit about their approach. Shows they're thinking about user experience and data rules.
Yeah, a little peek behind the website curtain.
Detailing the cookie types shows the different things the site is doing, basic function, tracking performance, adding extra features, and letting users control it is good practice.
So wrapping up our deep dive on 3 Oriana Drive, what really stands out, I think, is that mix.
Yeah, it's got immediate usability, right? The house is ready to go.
But layered with this significant future potential because of the lot size and location.
Exactly. That big lot in West Alderwood, the severance possibility, that's huge.
Plus the existing house with its 2 kitchens adds another layer of options.
And it's all sitting in this area with, you know, good amenities, parks, transit.
It really does capture a lot of what makes the Toronto market tick, doesn't it? Location, potential, adaptability.
It's a great little case study, actually. A snapshot of those market forces.
So maybe a final thought for you listening. If you were looking at a property like this one, 3 Oriana Drive, what future would you see for it?
Would you be drawn to moving in, enjoying the house and the neighborhood as it is?
Or is it that development potential, the chance to build something new, maybe multiple somethings that grabs you?
Or maybe you'd see it purely as an investment, banking on that neighborhood evolution.
It really makes you think, doesn't it, about the layers of information and potential stories hidden in plain sight.
Even in something as everyday as a real estate listing.
Definitely encourages you to maybe look a little closer at the info that's all around us. You never know what you might find when you do your own deep dive.